Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Yes, on Radio MD, iHeart, and a lot of others. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. And do rate us every week. This is the difference in our show, is that we not only give you the top medical news of the week, but what it means to you. Today, wellness foreplay, the effectiveness of weight loss diets does depend on which bacteria are present in your gut. The message for you, how to get the right bacteria into your gut. We'll talk about that in a very few minutes. Hospitals increasingly tell patients to get up and move. That's as opposed to strapping them down because they've been rated by a number of unexpected falls and injury from falls and having to had to pay for it themselves. Now, why are they telling you to get up? Yeah, it's because you get healthier that way. Some hospitals really care about outcome, and they're telling you to get up and move. The AMA demands the electronic medical record get overhauled, calls them poorly designed and implemented. Moms most exposed to pesticides are likely to have preterm babies. How do you avoid them? Taking hormones for menopause, in fact, is healthy. We said it would be, and it is. This is actually some amazing data. I'm going to quote, if I can find the quote fast enough, what we did in, if you will, what Mehmet, Dr. Oz, and I said 20 years ago about hormone therapy, and it's come true. I mean, this is actually pretty remarkable that it has come true. Age matters most when it comes to screening for cervical cancer. At least that's who will reimburse it. Most Americans prefer to treat pain without drugs. Can you do it? What's the easy way of doing it? And the answer is yes, you can. And that's the good news, if you will. Suicide attempts are among the younger adults and less educated who live in the western states and the rural areas of the western states. Moisturizers labeled hypoallergenic often have toxic chemicals. How can you find out? New gene therapy treatments will carry whopping price tags. How do we pay for it? And infectious mosquitoes are turning up in new regions, and these aren't benign mosquitoes. The message we'll tell you in a second. And this might make you rethink getting your tattoo. Well, let's go ahead and start with the stories of the week. The one I like most, revisiting hormone therapy. Hormone therapy gets you younger. Dr. Oz and I rewrote about hormone therapy about 12 years ago when women were being advised to stay away from hormone therapy if it was the plague. Quote, but when the dust settles in 20 years or so, we believe that women who use hormone therapy in the form of bioidentical estrogen, micronized progestin, along with aspirin to reduce clotting risks, will experience a prolonged higher quality of life, including a decrease in heart disease, arterial aging, and memory loss, and an increase in bone strength. 20 years occurred in 12. The dust has settled. Hormone therapy reported this week they reanalyzed the data just like we did, but we did it 12 years ago. Is actually beneficial to you no matter when you take it after menopause. It reduces symptoms, reduces your rate of aging, just like we predicted, just like they predicted when they started the study, but they got the wrong estrogen and the wrong progestin. You want a micronized progestin, not an acetated one. So Prometrium, Prometrium, is the one to remember. It's micronized. And you want a bioidentical estrogen, you want to get it pharmaceutical grade from a pharmacy. It is in the first data interpretation and the headlines by non-scientists trying to interpret the data for you that are at best amateurish or at worst misleading in a way that makes your choices that make you age. In other words, we change. It's not only this, it's the stuff on vitamins where they said vitamins were useless. Bull donkey. We've talked about that. They said that aspirin wouldn't be beneficial for you. Bull donkey. So it is. Take it with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. Check with your doc before you do it. But in any case, hormone therapy decreases breast cancer. Yeah, decreases breast cancer. Decreases aging of your brain. Decreases heart disease. Decreases stroke. Yeah, it may be one of those great benefits, just like it was thought it would be. So go ahead, talk to your doctor about it, and hopefully you'll join in. Let's go to the other stories of the week. Researchers, this is actually an interesting study, if you will, let's go to the next one in order rather than get way out of order. The effectiveness of weight loss preparations apparently depends on the bacteria in your gut. What bacteria do you want in your gut? Well, you want something called Prevotella, P-R-E-V-O-T-E-L-L-A. What that is a bacteria. It has some serious side effects, that bacteria, meaning it can cause serious infections. But a high Prevotella to Bacteroides ratio, those people lost on average 10 pounds of body fat, 3.5 more pounds than those on a diet with a low ratio. So, Prevotella, here we come. It's going to gobble up weight gain. And it may. Hospitals increasingly telling patients to get up and move. That's right. I told you that, in fact, many hospitals were wary of a patient falling down, breaking a hip, so they tied you into the bed. But when they tied you into the bed, you would then not move, and you'd get deep vein thromboses, you'd get infections in the lung, all kinds of badnesses which would prolong hospitalization and make you less healthy. What we want you to do is the reverse. Get some Prevotella or anything else that helps you lose weight, and then get active. The next story, if you will, is on the American Medical Association demanding that hospitals and physicians redo their electronic medical record. Why do they want it redone? Because it is, I don't even look at patients. I got to look at a damn computer screen. I want to see and talk to patients. I want to empathize with them. I want to understand what drives them. Well, the only way of doing that is not with me playing around with the electronic medical record to make sure I know how to click it right, but is my talking to you as a patient and learning about you, learning what motivates you so I can help motivate you to get and sustain health. And that's what the EMR doesn't do. It's a bureaucratic tool or an administrative tool to make sure I'm checking all the boxes, whether those are important boxes for that patient or not. One of the next subjects is that the moms most exposed to pesticides are more likely to have preterm babies. Women who expose the highest quantities of agricultural pesticides while pregnant were at heightened risk by about a 11% increase in probability of preterm delivery, a 20% increase of probability of having a low birth weight baby if they got exposed to specific pesticides. What specific pesticides? We don't know. But stay tuned. We think it is methyl bromide, a fungicide used in cultivating strawberries, as well as the common pesticides now used with GMO soy and cornmeal. But we don't know that for sure yet. We aren't going to say that until we have much better data. But in an 18-year-old follow-up, the ones with the most pesticides had the earliest problems, and got their children to be born prematurely. We think it's a cause and effect, but all we have is an association now. Now, before I go into the next story, I want to give you a throw to one of the people who is important in supporting this podcast as a sponsor. Bill Kaproth is my colleague here at the network, and he's going to let us know more about this episode's sponsor.
More of the You, the Owner's Manual podcast with Dr. Mike Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Organifi. Organifi is an organic superfood supplement line that makes quality, trusted nutrition convenient and accessible. We all know green juice is good for us, but have any of you tried juicing? Not only does it cost a fortune, especially if you're shopping organic, but it is also very time-consuming. And that's why I opt for Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder that you just add to water and get your greens on the go. It helps me sustain energy all throughout the day. It's quick and easy nutrition on the go. And it's not just any green juice. Remember, it's organic, and I want you to try it out, all right? Go to Organifi.com, and we're going to save you 20% off by using the code YOU, that's Y-O-U, at checkout. Once again, try out Organifi Green Juice for 20% off using code YOU, Y-O-U, at checkout at Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen and the You, the Owner's Manual podcast.
Thanks very much, Bill. That was Bill Kaproth talking with a sponsor of this episode who makes it possible for us to bring these to you with no charge. Next story is taking hormones for menopause doesn't raise early death risk. What do we mean by that? That's the story we were saying before when Mem and I looked at it. Remember, everyone was concerned that you would die? It's the absolute opposite. So the message is, you can take hormone therapy, but especially if you're a woman, men, we don't have good enough data on testosterone. But for the women, make sure you talk to your physician if you're going to do it, a bioidentical estrogen, a micronized progestin, and then a baby aspirin in the morning and another in the night with half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. Most Americans prefer to treat pain without drugs. This is a Gallup Palmer College of Chiropractic annual study of Americans surveyed 63%. Many Americans take painkillers, yet 54% said they had neck or back pain for the last year, and 78% of those preferred to try other ways to address physical pain long before taking drugs. 25% of these people, though, did take narcotics. Wow. U.S. suicide rates are up among the younger adults, less educated adults, those that live in the western states, and those that have exposure to rural, that are in the rural areas. I think the message is clear that the rate of suicide in the year after a suicide attempt is 100 times greater than the rate in the general population. The risk of suicide attempt grew 0.5% among people aged 21 to 34 compared to 0.06%, or 1/8 as much in people 65 and older. So the risk is going up much more in those who have only a high school diploma, going up much more in those who live in western and rural areas, going up much more in those in the millennial age group. I have only a couple more topics I want to talk today about, and I should remind you, this is podcast 860A, the news of the week and what you should do about it to stay young. We have a wonderful guest coming up. I guess I should tweak or tell you or tease what it's about, but it is about a female cancer that is common, ovarian cancer, the symptoms of it, what you should do about it. Excellent guest, and hope you do enjoy that segment. I know I'm going to look forward to doing this. We've got some great questions to ask. The next thing is cervical cancer. Turns out what you want to do is get it till about 15 years before you're predicted to die of something else. Well, when do you know that? We don't! Now, we do know from real age predictions that you can make yourself about 30 years younger than the calendar age. So if you said we should do it till age 65, well, then 95-year-olds could be age 65 physiologically. So I think we aren't helped. I would, if I were a female and sexually active, I would get cervical cancer screening and or pap smear screening. Moisturizers labeled hypoallergenic aren't. This is ridiculous, right? When they asked Walmart and Amazon, etc., to name their popular, if you will, 174 products came from it, of the 174 products, only 21 or 12% were free of allergens. This is ridiculous. I don't understand it. The scientists in the big companies not understanding the data. No, they get the data. They just don't have to label it, and so they don't tell you about it. It's ridiculous. New gene therapies cost over $100,000, maybe $700,000 to $900,000 per patient on average, because they have to be individualized to you and then grown in culture. Whoa, does that make it expensive? Yep. The companies that are doing it are getting rich now, but the patient is the one who we take it out on. I don't know what to do about this, because there virtually is nothing to do. You've got to get the analysis and maybe the test, but clearly you don't want not to give the right therapy. Last idea, Gary Deet, all times now. Guess what? The hurricanes blew the Zika virus mosquito, Aedes I can't remember it, and Aedes, the other Aedes, they're two Aedes species, they blew them all the way up to Canada, which means almost every place in the United States is now at risk of having these. They've shown up in 40 new states that they never were in before. So these mosquitoes carry dengue fever, they carry West Nile virus, they carry Zika, all of which are toxic. Be careful, carry DEET, wear long sleeves if you go out, especially because we in the Northeast have had a, or whatever you call it, Cleveland, as well as the rest of the East Coast, have had a very warm summer. There are going to be a ton of mosquitoes out later this year. Okay. That's the stories. Remember, if you're going to take estrogen therapy, talk to your physician about aspirin. That's one of the take-homes. Take DEET with you when you walk. Another one is there is a therapy for people who have suicidal ideation. Take advantage of it. It's offered free at most universities to you. And then maybe consider getting Prevotella as a probiotic so you can have it in your gut. We don't know the risk-benefit analysis of that yet. Thanks very much for listening. Randall, thank you for great engineering. Stay tuned. Get download our 861B, a wonderful guest. See you next week with a new best medical news of the week, and especially the difference, what it means to you, so that you can take control and live at the top of your curve. Thanks very much. Download us, rate us. I look forward to talking to you next week.